Nora was in the shower when the phone rang. Frings didn't answer her phone normally, but somehow found himself with the receiver in his hand without consciously deciding to pick it up. "Frings?"
"Yeah?"
"It's Merrick at the paper."
"Oh, what's the rumble?"
"Well, we just got a call from a guy. Wouldn't identify himself. Says he needs to talk to you and no one else will do. Says he's at this number for the next 10 minutes. I ran it by Panos, but wasn't sure if it was worth rousting you. Anyway, he said to go ahead, so I tried to reach you at your place and then Ed said to try you here. So, I guess you've got maybe 2 or 3 minutes to ring him." Merrick read the number.
"Francis Frings?"
It was more of a rasp than a proper speaking voice, an effective mask.
"That's right."
"Listen, I need to meet with you soon. I know things you might find very interesting."
"Who am I talking to?"
"No, not now. Listen, I have information about corruption in the mayor's office. I have information about murders and disappearances."
"Any evidence to back up all this information?"
"When you hear what I have to say, you'll be able to find your own evidence. The day after tomorrow. You know the Harrison Bridge? Under the city side, 11 at night. I'll watch you arrive and then show myself. We can talk there."
"We'll see you then."
Frings sighed. He'd heard this kind of thing many times before. It never panned out, but neither could he simply ignore it. Should even one of these shadowy tips turn out to have legs? Frings hung up as Nora came into the living room, wearing a white terry cloth robe with her hair up in a towel wrapped like a turban. Drops of water still clung to the skin around her collarbone. Her lips were swollen from the hot shower.
"Who called?"
"Nobody. It was for me."